Take a look at this. A suspension bridge. Cool.
I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast, and I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada.
In the middle of the woods. I hope a bear doesn't attack me. It's so quiet here. Just listen. Can't hear anything. Isn't this awesome? Wow!
Wow, look at this cool place I found. It's called the Hole in the Wall. Look at that. It's just a rock wall with a hole in it. That is so cool. I wonder how the hole got there. If the water eroded it over thousands of years or millions of years. Wow, that's so cool. Look at this nice green pool here. Wow, this place is like a little creek. A little creek. A creek is like a little river. Helicopter. I think it's a seaplane. A seaplane. Wow, it's like just in the middle of a forest here. Look at that, and look at this cool log that's propped up on that thing there. Let's see if I can walk along the log. Try not to fall off. Oh boy. This is a bad idea. You think this is a good idea or a bad idea? It's probably a bad idea. It's a bad idea. I better go back. Better walk back to safety and eat my lunch. Hey, do you want to join me for lunch again today? All right. It's time to roll the dice and see what we have on the menu today. Okay, do you think we can get another like today? Yesterday we got our first like. Ready? Here we go. Time to eat. See what we have on the menu. Today we have something very special on the menu. Steak! Oh no, it's sticky. That means my maple syrup. No! My maple syrup. I went over a bumpy road on my way to the hole in the wall, and no, my maple syrup spilled a little bit. I lost a little bit of precious maple syrup. My hands are sticky now. Okay, what else do we have on the menu? We have homemade kefir, or kefir. There are different ways you can say it. Ooh, look at that. Mmm. Homemade kefir. And we have, what do we have here? Dill and garlic sauerkraut. Dill and garlic sauerkraut. Do you want to join me for lunch? Well, you're welcome to join me for lunch today. It's a beautiful day here on Vancouver Island. Hey, look at this tree. Wow. Isn't that a beautiful red tree? Nice. Red tree and a nice red car. Wow, that's cool. This place is really peaceful. It's just a nice, you know, a nice small town. Actually, it's not a town, it's a city. I think it has about 17,000 people that live here. So I think most people would consider that a city, not a town. Here in Canada, towns are really small, like just a few thousand people, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people. But it's a warm day here, beautiful day to go out walking around. Hey, look at this cool tree. I don't think we have trees like that in Calgary. The plants here are a little bit different. You know, take a look at that. The people here keep their yards in pretty nice shape. Look at those nice pink flowers across the road there. Wow. Yeah, it's just a nice peaceful community. I think the people here are pretty friendly. Oh, hey, look, there's a house for sale. Look at that. Do you want to buy a house here in Port Alberni? Wow, it has nice rose bushes, a nice front yard. How much do you think that house costs? Do you have any idea? I have no idea how much real estate prices are here in, well, on Vancouver Island. If this were in Calgary, it would be probably like at least 400,000, maybe more. Hey, should we call them to find out? Look, there's a number on the sign. But first, let's take a guess. I want you to guess how much this house will cost. I'll call them and we'll find out. I'm going to guess, I'm going to say $320,000. I mean, take a look at that. It's got a front yard. It's got, I don't know, maybe looks like it's got a basement. It's probably at least 3 or 4 bedrooms. It's got, a nice backyard there too. Check out that backyard. Maybe we can look over these hedges. This is called a hedge in English. Look at that. Got a hedge and it's got a back. I think it's got a garage in the back, or what is that? I don't know. It's a big shed. No, yeah, it looks like I think that garage is part of the house. So what's your guess? Leave your guess down there in the comments. Oh boy, I'm going to guess 350,000. I think that's my guess. 350,000. Okay. So now I'm going to pull out my cell phone and I'm going to call Clark Power. Wow, what a name. Clark Power. That's cool. That's a great name. Clark Power. Okay, 250-720-1604. Okay, let's call them and find out. Where are we? We're on Wood Avenue. Wood Avenue. They're not answering their phone.
You have reached
Clark Power.
Please leave your message after the tone. After leaving a message, you can hang up or press pound for more options.
I didn't want to leave a message. That sucks. He's busy. Clark is busy. Well, we tried. I don't know. I think that's probably about, I have no idea. I was just guessing about 350,000, but, hey, maybe I can find another, maybe across Canada we can play a game where we guess how much the property is, okay? So whenever I see a for sale sign, I'll stop and call that place, and then we can guess, okay? And whoever gets the closest guess gets bragging rights. Do you know what bragging rights is? Bragging rights is just something you can brag. You have the right to brag about it. You don't actually win anything. You don't win money. You don't win a prize. Your prize is just that you can brag about it. You can say, I won. I was the best guesser. Okay, so yeah, so next time I see you, maybe I can walk around a little bit more and see another one that is not being sold by Clark Power, because Clark is busy today. So yeah, I'll just keep walking around here, show you a little bit more of Port Alberni, and then tomorrow we're gonna take off to the next place. Where are we going tomorrow? Hey guys, I just got a call back from Clark Power. Guess how much it costs? He told me how much the house was. $369,000. Wow, I wasn't too far off, was I? My guess was $350,000. I hope you put your guess down there in the comments. If you beat me, then you get bragging rights, and I don't. But actually, I'm pretty happy with my guess. I was only $19,000 off. So that place, $369,000. Yeah, so, still expensive, but not as expensive as Calgary or Vancouver or one of the other major cities in Canada. So, you know, it's a little bit cheaper in Canada to live outside the city. So if you're moving to Canada, you know, you might want to consider moving to a small town or a small city. It will be cheaper and the people are nicer. Okay. Sometimes you wouldn't think about that, but the people outside cities are much nicer. You know, they're really friendly. So if you want to make friends, learn English, you know, I think you should consider, you know, moving to a place like this or to a small town somewhere in Canada. You're going to make friends. You'll be able to improve your English. It's safer. It's more friendly. I don't know. You know, small towns or small cities are just really nice places to be in Canada. Hey, take a look at this. Look where I am here. This is just a beautiful place. Hey, what's this thing over here? Check this out. What is this? That is an interesting thing. Hey, maybe this sign over here will tell us what it is. Okay, what does this sign say? It says BC Paper Manufacturing Company. The first paper mill in BC was built on the Somas River in 1894. The small water-powered plant was able to produce 50 tons of paper a day using rags, rope, and ferns as raw material. Inadequate equipment for handling wood and a lack of rags forced the mill to close in 1896. Only the grinding stones in this monument remain to mark a pioneer industrial venture. The province of British Columbia, 1967. Okay, so that's what those stones must be there. Must be for the, they were like the grinding, you know, I don't know, whatever, like the grinding, what did it say? Only the grinding stones, right? So, yeah, paper, wow. How many tons a day? 50 tons of paper a day in 1894. You know, there are, there's a huge forest all across Canada, basically. But, In yesterday's episode, I drove past a whole bunch of logging trucks. You know what a logging, like a, you know, a truck that that carries logs. Maybe I didn't put that clip in that episode, but I'll show you in this episode what it looks like. Look at that, I'm stuck behind a logging truck. Great. I'm eating his dust. Look at that. I can't even see anything. I'm eating his dust. That's what we say in English in this situation. When a vehicle is in front of you and you're just, you're getting covered in dust. We say, I can say, I'm eating his dust. Look at all those logs. I wonder how many pieces of paper those trees are gonna make. Hey, maybe those trees are gonna end up making your paper wherever you are in the world. So yeah, that's so there's a lot of paper, you know, industry here in you know, in British Columbia, and I mean Canada. I think Canada is probably one of the biggest paper makers that should be because of all the trees. If you want trees, you should come to Canada because Canada has a lot of trees. Oh, look there, right there. Hey, isn't that cool? Right when I mention a logging truck drives by. That is awesome. Okay, in English we say speak of the devil. Speak of the devil. If you're saying something and then something happens right there, you could say speak of the devil. All right, it's time to make my kefir for tomorrow. Look at that delicious kefir. You know, kefir is actually very easy to make. You just need two things. You need milk, which I have right here. Ooh, look at this. Happy Planet Creamery. Look at that. Organic grass-fed milk. Nice. We don't have this brand of milk in Calgary. So this is nice. Actually, I made it yesterday. This is like, it's really thick. And it made the kefir. It sort of tasted like cheese. Like liquid cheese. Okay, so you need milk. And the second thing you need is kefir grains. Kefir grain. So what is a kefir grain? A kefir grain is a lump of bacteria. I know that doesn't sound very appetizing, but they're, I mean, they don't taste bad. Here, I'll show you what a kefir grain looks like, okay? Okay. Pouring it out. Okay. So look at that, okay? There's a lump of bacteria. I'm going to sort of lick off all the milk. Okay, so that's what it looks like. It's just a lump of bacteria. Now, it multiplies. Okay, so after you make it a few times, you know, you'll get more and more and more grains, right? Bacteria multiplies when it has food. Okay, so what is the food that feeds it? Well, it eats the sugar in the milk, right? Bacteria eats sugar. Okay, now a lot of people don't realize, you know, how much sugar there is in milk. There's actually a lot of sugar in milk. Okay, here in this milk, it says 12 grams of sugar per cup. Okay, so every cup of milk, 12 grams of sugar. You know, that's a lot. That's actually a lot of sugar in here, okay? So the bacteria eats the sugar out of the milk, and it makes it into a fizzy drink, you know, more fizzy than yogurt and sour, sort of sour like yogurt. So it's sort of like yogurt. It's very similar to yogurt. A lot of people say it's healthier than yogurt. It's very healthy for your gut. Okay, if you have any sort of like stomach problems, intestinal diseases, like ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, diverticulitis, cancer, right? I mean, this has benefits for a lot of different diseases, right? You know, in ancient medicine, they said all disease begins in your gut, right? All disease begins in your gut. And, you know, Western medicine is sort of a joke, to be honest. Doctors, you know, my experience of doctors in Canada, it's just a joke. So yeah, a lot of people these days are turning to home
like home remedies, right? And kefir is a very popular way to just to keep your health in good shape. Okay, so this is very healthy bacteria. You know, there are more bacteria. There are more bacteria in your body than human cells. Did you know that? You know, so your body is full of bacteria. You know, people don't understand it. Doctors don't understand how bacteria, you know, what the relationship is between bacteria and the human body. That's one area of medicine that that people have no idea. There's just, they don't know anything about it. But it's just so important. It's extremely important. So yeah, a lot of, you know, people have been drinking this stuff for thousands of years. This is actually, I think it's a Middle Eastern. I'm not sure where kefir or kefir. I think in the Middle East they say kefir. I'm not sure where this came from. If it was like Turkey or Iraq or Azerbaijan or what, one of those places. I'm sure it came from there. So it's very healthy. It tastes great. It's sour like yogurt. You can drink it, and you can just make it at home. It's so easy, okay? So just get some kefir grains. Now, where do you get grains like this? Well, I bought mine on Kijiji, a website, you know, just for, Kijiji is just a website for everything. I bought my car on Kijiji. I bought these kefir grains on Kijiji. I buy a lot of stuff on Kijiji. Okay, so if you're in Canada here, just go to kijiji.ca and search for kefir grains. Okay, these are called grains. I know the word grain is a bit confusing because you think of like wheat or barley or oats, but this has nothing to do with that kind of grain. Okay, I don't know why they use the word grain for this, but if you just search for kefir grains on Kijiji, you'll find them. And they're just cheap, right? You buy it from someone, you know, who makes kefir themselves. You can't buy these in the store. You can't go to a store. So, you know, I don't know where the first person, you know, to make this. I don't know how, I think you can make them from dried grains, but it takes a lot longer than, as soon as you buy these from someone, you know, just from a normal person like me, you can just put them into a jar, add milk, and it just takes 24 hours or less. However, you know, it's all up to you how sour you want it to be, how many grains you use, how much milk you add. Right, I would say just experiment with it. So pick yourself up some grains. They're very cheap. I think I bought mine for $5 or $10. The person you buy the grains from will probably give you a little jar or some sort of container with the grains in it and some milk, or maybe they'll ask you to bring your own jar and your own milk. It doesn't really matter. Okay, so yeah, just, you know, it takes like a day. I have about, well, I'll just eat that grain. You can eat the grains. They don't taste like anything. They don't have a flavor. They're a little bit spongy. Yeah, it tastes a bit like yogurt. It tastes like yogurt because that's what it, you know, that's what it is. But, yeah, you can eat them. You can give them to your pets or whatever. It's healthy for them too. Okay, so you can see here, this is what I drank today, right, for lunch, and this is a clean jar, so I'm gonna put these in there, and then I'm gonna add milk, and that's it. That's all you do, okay? So I'm just gonna do it like this so I can actually see what I'm doing. Okay, I'm gonna dump kefir grains in there. Okay, I've got kefir all over my hands. Alright, so we're gonna open up this delicious milk. Alright, look at that. And we will make tomorrow's batch of kefir. Wow, isn't that exciting? Hey, I hope you can make your own kefir. It's very delicious. It's healthy. Like I said, a lot of people say it's healthier than yogurt. You can make it, you know, it's cheap. Like, you know, however much milk costs, this is free. After you buy your first batch of kefir grains for like $5, then you just need to buy milk and just let it, you know, sit for a while. And, you know, like I said, if you want it really sour, you might want to let it go for 24 hours or maybe even more. If not, and you know, you need to experiment with the kind of milk too. If it's just 1% milk, then what will happen is after 24 hours, you'll see it separate right on the bottom. It'll just be like clear water and all the thick stuff will be on top, right? But if it's thicker milk like this, then you won't see it separate as much. It'll still be sour, but you won't see it separate into like the curds and the whey. Okay, so we're just gonna add our milk here and look forward to drinking this tomorrow.